Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Money and Other Things Financial. This is your host, coming to you from Boston on Easter Sunday evening. I want to wish you all a very happy, hope you had a very happy day and celebrated the most important event on the Christian calendar, the resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ. This is April the 4th, 4/4/21, and the best tweet of the day comes from Marjorie Taylor Greene, Georgia congresswoman, who sent a tweet out, and I'm going to read it. Happy Easter, everyone. He is risen. Death could not hold him. Rejoice in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Wishing you a blessed and joy-filled Easter. So this is the day that we celebrate above all the other days of the year. And I hope you all had a wonderful day with family, friends, or even if you're alone, as I was spending the day working on tonight's program and doing a few odds and ends. But in Boston here, the temperature at airtime is 53 degrees. And we've had kind of a series of stable weather in the 40s and 50s, maybe the low 60s, but the buds will be coming on the tree outside my condo pretty soon. So I want to give you some other good news that I found as I prepared for the program, and that is a poll, a Rasmussen poll, and let me see if I can pull that up. The headline is, this is from Rasmussen Reports, they're a well-known public opinion organization, opinion polling since 2003. So they're approaching their 20th anniversary in 2023. The headline is, Most Americans Believe in Resurrection of Jesus. As Easter weekend approaches, as they write on April the 1st, when this was printed or posted, Americans overwhelmingly believe Jesus was the Son of God and was raised from the dead. A new Rasmussen Reports national telephone and online survey finds that 72% of American adults believe Jesus Christ was the Son of God who came to earth over 2,000 years ago to die for our sins. 17% don't believe that to be true. And if you go into the site, you can get more information. It was a survey of 1,000 American adults and was conducted on March 28th and 29th. So that's what the makeup of our country is, and now we need to see the faith put into action as we are now facing serious problems in our country, as the new administration is anything but supportive of traditional family and Christian values. We are not a nation that has established a religion, but we are a nation that has faith in a creator, and primarily made up of, as this poll would indicate, a large group of them are believers in Christ. So you can find that poll and go into the details, but I thought it was a good opening a message to relay to you, and I hope you all appreciate it. But I want to let you know that the chat room is open, and let's see if there's anyone in there. No one's in there. They're probably recovering from celebrating today. If you want to call in, the call-in number is 914-803-4379. And if you do call in, let me have your first name and what city and state you're calling from, or if you're outside the country, what city and country you're calling from. Now I want to give you the latest on the coronavirus pandemic that's been with us over a year now, and it certainly has made life trying, but we have to be able to deal with these things in our journey here on this earth, and let us remember that expression that if life throws the lemons at you, learn to make lemonade. Be optimistic and try to find the silver lining in all these things that we're faced with. The trials and tribulations are not, nobody escapes them, so let's understand what our faith is all about, and this will, these tests are probably being happening for reasons that we don't even know about. All right, so the latest on the coronavirus pandemic, the infected on a global scale is 131,870,695. That's up from 123. I'm going to round off these figures, 124 million. So up about 7 or 8 million. I'd say 7 or 8 million increase over the 2 weeks, so say 4 million a week. The active cases on the global level is 22,890,577, and that's up from 21,337,484. The deaths, 2,865,071 worldwide, and that's up from 2,725,474, and the recovered is 106,115,047, up from 89,694,049 2 weeks ago. In the USA, the infected is now reading at 31,416,291. The active cases, 6,904,161. The deaths, 568,722. And those are up less than they have been, up from 555,000. So up about 10,000 from 555 to 568. That's about 13,000. And the recovered, 23,943,408. And that's up from 22,726,433. So as I said before, when you get this, or if you get this virus, you have a very, very good chance of recovery. As far as the countries are concerned, the 23 countries have now passed the 1 million infected number of infected cases, and we've added two more since 2 weeks ago. As I said, and as I predicted 2 weeks ago, that Canada and Chile would soon join the countries that have over a million infected. And sure enough, Canada and Chile are now in with that group. And Romania is next, coming up to close to a million cases, which would bring the total to 24 countries. The vaccinations, of course, you've heard in the news that they are accelerating as more and more people are getting the one of the viruses. Some of them require two doses, and some require only one. And I've also read or heard that they are coming with a virus that you can take orally and not by way of a needle injection. So we'll see how that progresses. But many people are concerned about the vaccinations, especially when they read the stories about those that have had bad reactions to them, such as we've heard cases of people getting blood clots and headaches and things. The blood clots, I guess, were from the primarily from the AstraZeneca vaccinations. So each person has to pray in this regard and ask for your guidance from above as to the best course in your own life, for you and your family, and make your decisions accordingly. Let's see what else I have here. President Trump has come up and has announced and initiated a new website where he can be reached. The website is 45office.com, 45office.com. Of course, the 45 is because he was the 45th president. So you can go on that website, get familiar with it. I believe you can send emails and read messages. So it's called the Office of Donald J. Trump. Now the big story in the news too is the president is calling after hearing about the Major League Baseball announcing that they're moving the 2021 All-Star Game from Atlanta, Georgia. They're moving it and costing that city and area millions of dollars in business. They have decided to move it, and the reason they're given is in response to the new voting integrity law. Now, as I see it, I don't see a problem with the new voting rules being put in by Georgia. We should have had them in all along. There was too much possibility of fraud in the 2020 elections, and many of us believe there was always some fraud, but this election in particular in my lifetime has been one that I am the most concerned about, fraudulent voting. I said it even before the election when they were coming up with mail-in voting and no voter ID and things like that. It just rubbed me the wrong way. So now the officials in Georgia are trying to correct that and have sound voting with integrity, and some forces are pushing back, including Major League Baseball and certain corporations such as Coca-Cola and Delta Airlines. So we need to see what they're doing, and it gives us the great opportunity to use our three V's, as we have the power of the three V's, which is our voice, which you can do by calling in tonight and let me know your thoughts on these issues. Our valuables, which is how you spend your time and your money instead of watching the Major League Baseball. Spend your time learning about your country and talking and emailing your friends and waking them up to the importance of bringing our country back to its the values that our founders intended. 1620, when the Plymouth Rock colony was established, was coming up to its 400th anniversary this fall, 2020. 400 years since that historic landing in the Mayflower on Plymouth Rock, the city not too far from where I'm calling from, or where I'm talking from. And it's in commonly referred to as America's Town, Plymouth, Massachusetts. So if you're ever in this area, I would recommend you visit. That becomes one of your sites that you can visit. Hopefully you'll be able to, even with this pandemic and lockdown that's going on. And as I understand, the lockdowns are starting to run out of steam as more and more states have decided enough is enough, and the lockdowns aren't working properly, and they're not the answer. They're creating more problems than they're worth, or than that they help. And they are turning back some of the requirements. Now, the president has spoken. He just read recent, in preparing for the show, a recent statement that he posted. It wasn't posted on his new website, as far as I know, but it's entitled "A Statement by Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States of America." For years, the radical left Democrats have played dirty by boycotting products when anything from the company is done or stated in any way that offends them. Now they are going big time with woke cancel culture and our sacred elections. It is finally time for Republicans and conservatives, and I might add constitutionalists, to fight back. We have more people than they do, by far. Boycott Major League Baseball, Coca-Cola, Delta Airlines, JP Morgan Chase, Viacom CBS, Citigroup, Cisco, UPS, and Merck. And I might add that we have been boycotting many of these companies and more, much more, for years now because of what we consider to be detrimental to our country and our beliefs. Don't go back to these products. Don't go back to their products until they relent. We can play the game better than them. They didn't even get approval of state legislatures, which is mandated under the U.S. Constitution. Because we know that story with the Electoral College and the battleground states, where the legislators were overridden by certain elected officials, and the issue has never been resolved. Only the state legislatures determine how the voting procedures should go, and that's under the U.S. Constitution. And the Supreme Court could have done us a great service by having these cases adjudicated in their court system. They rigged and stole our 2020 presidential election, which we won by a landslide. And then, on top of that, boycott and scare companies into submission. Never submit, never give up. The radical left will destroy our country if we let them. We will not become a socialist nation. Happy Easter. Well, I concur with the president's message there, and I hope you do also. If you'd like to call in and discuss it a little bit, you have the platform here on Easter Sunday night. Maybe you have nothing to do except get ready for work tomorrow, which is enough in itself. But if you're in the mood to talk, please call me, and the call-in number is 914-803-4379. Now, let's see what else I have, ladies and gentlemen. I want to talk a little bit about... by the way, the MLB, the Major League Baseball, even though they want to pull the All-Star game out of Atlanta, they have no trouble expanding a deal with the Chinese Communist Party. You can do some research on that and see how they're cooperating with China and probably for the... They don't even realize that they're playing with fire as they try to fill up their money chests. It seems like all of them care more about money than what's right. But speaking of money, we do have to be concerned about it. And the figures here I give every week, and the stock figures are still looking good. They're hitting regularly hitting new records. The Dow Jones closed the week at 33,153.21. That's up from 2 weeks ago. The NASDAQ at 13,480.11. And the S&P at 4,019.87. They are both up also from 2 weeks ago. I believe they're all at or near record highs. Gold, however, has been somewhat in a slump. It closed the week at $1,730.30 an ounce, and that was down since 2 weeks ago. And silver is also down since the last show, and that closed at $24.92 an ounce. Bitcoin, as it was 2 weeks ago, is over 58,000. For one Bitcoin, and it was even over 60,000 at one point in the past 2 weeks. As far as the labor report, they came out with a positive or an upbeat report. 916,000 jobs were created in March, as opposed to the 652,000 that were expected. And the unemployment rate dropped, actually, from 6.2% to 6%. But again, as I've said many times, these figures need to be looked at in much more detail. But I think we have to go with them until we find out more detail about what's truly going on. But as you can probably tell best in your community how things are, and as many of us believe, we don't see this as a healthy economy, especially when we see the debt due to the regular deficit plus all the stimulus spending. You may have received your third stimulus check by now. I know I did, and the national debt is now over $28 trillion, and people don't seem to be concerned by it, and I'd say they do so at their own peril. There is no free lunch, and the debt has to be paid, and the Federal Reserve seems to have no intention of doing anything but continuing to print money and keep interest rates at all-time lows. Because, of course, as they tried in the past, when they raised them, it caused the crash in the stock market, I believe, at the end of 2018. But we'll have to watch it and see. I advise you to go and listen to Peter Schiff at schiffradio.com. Another good site to keep in touch with is kitco.com. especially for the precious metals, and various commentaries on that site. That's KITCO.com, and Peter Schiff is SchiffRadio.com. That's SCHIFF Radio.com. I pretty much listen to them every week. Also, I encourage you to tune in to some of the talk shows. In particular, now that Rush Limbaugh has passed on, he has new host filling in for him, and there has been some talk that Dan Bongino may be taking over as a regular host for that period of time, the 3 hours that Rush used to broadcast. But that is not absolutely final, so we'll keep watching it. But meanwhile, you could listen to the hosts that are on, as they can fill you in with a lot of valuable information. And also Mark Levin is another good radio host that's on both radio, and he has a show on Fox News. Tucker Carlson and other people can also be listened to get a picture of what they feel is important. And don't just be listening to one side. If you must listen to the mainstream media, which is the powerful broadcasting companies such as CBS, NBC, MSNBC, and the newspaper giants of the New York Times and the Washington Post, you need to balance that with the other views. I personally think that we are not getting good service from what we refer to as the mainstream or the powerful media that reaches millions more than the other. Like my show, how many does it reach? I have nobody even calling in. I need to probably promote it better, but I just do what I can do every 2 weeks. And hopefully if you don't hear it live on Sunday night, you can find it on the archive by going to ghostfighterradio.com. That's GHOSTFIGHTER radio.com, and type in money and other things, financial. But we need to educate ourselves, and don't become paranoid or don't become paralyzed and think there's nothing you can do. You have your three V's, use them. Even if you only talk to your neighbors and friends and family, spread the word, and then always remind them to pass the word on also. If you can, send this show to other people as in an email. Get the link and just attach it to your email, or ask them to tell them how to find it on the website, ghostfighterradio.com. I want to give you the approval ratings of the Biden approval and disapproval ratings. It's, as I said in the past, it's going down, but will go down, and it has gone down since 2 weeks ago. The latest, which is from March 22nd, April the 1st, the approval is 53.8, and the disapproval is 42. That's down, and the disapproval is 42.2, and that's up. So I think as the Democrats make more and more bad decisions because of the way they think and the actions they take are detrimental, especially you can see with regard to the immigration issue and the border crisis, but there are many other issues, and we got to watch and make sure that the filibuster remains in effect so that we can keep them under some type of a rein in their ridiculous positions. So I think that's about it. I want to thank you and hope you again had a wonderful Easter. And join us. The next show will be on Blog Talk Radio on April the 18th, 2021. And I hope you're there. So God bless you all, ladies and gentlemen, and God bless America. Good night, everyone. Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, Bostonian, coming to you with the non-live portion of the show. 15 minutes of yours truly talking about the issues of the day and playing clips that I think you will benefit from. And tonight I'm going to play a clip from Donald Trump's speech at the CPAC. It was on Dr. Gordon Klingenschmidt's site, PrayInJesusName.org. And yeah, I encourage you also to stay in touch with his site, along with many others, such as the American Family Association, Project Veritas, the Family Research Council, and the Liberty Council website, Alliance Defending Freedom, Thomas More Society. There's so many. So you can do your due diligence and learn from all these different people out there that are doing their best to show that our country is going to withstand the onslaught that it's going through, and maybe everything is happening as God knows what and why it's happening, and he is always in charge. So don't lose faith, but pray, and do your best. Use your three V's again: your voice, which is your written or your spoken voice. You can write letters to the editor. You can email people. You can do a lot of things with your voice. If you're a good writer, that's a plus. And then your valuables. If you don't have any money, you have time. Time and money are your valuables. And if you don't have a job or you're low on funds because of the pandemic or other reasons, family issues, bad spending habits probably, getting yourself in debt, well, you have your time. So use your time and work for a candidate. We're going to start trying to develop Republican ward committees here. We tried it in the past without much success, but we're going to do it again in April, especially as the tax season comes to an end. And speaking of the tax season, we do have until May 17th this year to file your federal and, in my case, Massachusetts tax returns. And most of the other states that have an income tax also have extended the deadline to tie in with the filing of your federal tax form 1040. So right now I'm going to play a clip from Dr. Chaps' website, which is Donald Trump speaking at the CPAC a month or so ago. He touched on all the important issues that I think you'd be in harmony with. But let's listen to him. It's a good way to finish up our Easter celebration. Donald Trump speaking at CPAC. Here we go.
Former President Donald Trump has made news headlines this week by, doesn't he make headlines everywhere he goes, by simply delivering a speech at the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, which this year was held in Orlando, Florida. President Trump went to the conference, which is just a short drive up the road from his home in Mar-a-Lago, and he gave some tips or some hints about whether or not he plans to run for political office again in 2024. Everyone wants to know, but in his speech, President Trump also slammed the Biden administration for almost instantly going from a pro-America first policy to an America last policy, whatever that is in all of our foreign policy. Also taxation, also many of Biden's domestic policies came under criticism from the former president, who said he just might have to beat or win three elections in a row. Well, he's implying, of course, that he won this last election and that he should be president. Let's roll some of the speech. We have former President Donald Trump exciting the crowd at CPAC.
Hello, CPAC. Do you miss me yet? Do you miss me? Our movement, a proud Harvard, and you know what this is? The hardest working people, hardworking American patriots, is just getting started. And in the end, we will win. We will win. We've been doing a lot of winning. As we gather this week, we're in the middle of a historic struggle for America's future, America's culture, and America's institutions, borders, and most cherished principles. Our security, our prosperity, and our very identity as Americans is at stake. Like perhaps at no other time. So no matter how much the Washington establishment and the powerful special want to silence us, let there be no doubt, we will be victorious and America will be stronger and greater than ever before. Each and every one of you here at CPAC, I am more grateful to you than will ever know. We are gathered this afternoon to talk about the future of our movement, our party, and our beloved country. The next 4 years, the brave Republicans in this room will be at the heart of the effort to oppose the radical Democrats, the fake news media, and their toxic cancel culture. Something new to our ears, cancel culture. And I want you to know that I'm going to continue to fight right by your side. We will do what we've done right from the beginning, which is to win. We're not starting new parties. You know, they kept saying, he's going to start a brand new party. Except the Republican Party. We're going to unite and be stronger than ever before. I am not starting a new party. That was fake news. Fake news, no. Wouldn't that be brilliant? Let's start a new party and let's divide our vote so that you can never win. No, we're not interested in that. Joe Biden has had the most disastrous first month of any president in modern history. That's true. Already the Biden administration has proven that they are anti-jobs, anti-family, anti-borders, anti-energy, anti-women, and anti-science. In just one short month, we have gone from America first to America last. To think about it, right? America last. There's no better example than the new and horrible crisis on our southern border. Except something was all work. Nobody's ever seen anything like we did, and now he wants it all to go to hell. When I left office just 6 weeks ago, we had created the most secure border in U.S. history. We had built almost 500 miles of great border wall that helped us with these numbers, because once it's up, you know, they used to say a wall doesn't work. Well, you know what I've always said? Walls and wheels, those are two things that will never change. The wall has been amazing. It's been incredible. And little sections of it to complete, they don't want to complete it. They don't want to complete little sections in certain little areas. They don't want to complete, but it's had an impact that nobody would have even believed. It's amazing considering that the Democrats' number one priority was to make sure that the wall would never, ever get built, would never, ever happen, never get financed. Finance. We ended catch and release, ended asylum fraud, and brought illegal crossings to historic lows. When illegal aliens trespass across our borders, they were promptly caught, detained, and sent back home. These were some rough customers, I want to tell you, some rough customers were entering our country. It took the new administration only a few weeks to turn this unprecedented accomplishment into a self-inflicted humanitarian and national security disaster by recklessly eliminating our borders, security measures, triggered a massive flood of illegal immigration into our country, the likes of which we have never seen before. They're coming up by the tens of thousands. They're all coming to take advantage of the things that he said that's luring everybody to come to America. What the Biden administration is doing to push young migrants into the hands of human traffickers and coyotes is dangerous, immoral, and indefensible. Hard to believe it's happening. Biden has failed in his number one duty as chief executive, enforcing America's laws. This alone should be reason enough for Democrats to suffer withering losses in the midterms, to lose the White House decisively 4 years from now. But who knows? Who knows? I may even decide to beat them for a third time, okay? We won the election twice. I mean, you know, think about it. Party, stand up to this destructive agenda with confidence and with resolve. The future of the Republican Party is as a party that defends the social, economic, and cultural interests and values of working American families of every race, color, and creed. That's why the party is growing so rapidly, and it's becoming a different party, and it's becoming a party of love. We know that the rule of law is the ultimate safeguard, and we affirm that the Constitution means exactly what it says, as written, as written. Want to change it? You want to get rid of it, frankly. We believe in law and order, and we believe that the men and women of law enforcement are heroes who truly deserve our absolute support. We don't defund the police. We are not defunding the police. We believe standing up to China, shutting down outsourcing, bringing back our factories and supply chains, and ensuring that America, not China, dominates the future of the world. With your help, we will take back the House, we will win the Senate, and then a Republican president will make a triumphant return to the White House. And I wonder who that will be. Standing before you today, I am supremely confident that for our movement, for our party, and for our country, our brightest days are just ahead. And that together we will make America prouder, freer, stronger, and greater than it ever has been before. Thank you, CPAC. God bless you, and God bless America. Thank you all. Thank you.
So that was, as much as time would allot, of course, President Trump spoke longer and got standing ovations. This is typically expected of those who supported him, and even Mitt Romney is now admitting. Of course, Mitt Romney did not like Donald Trump, voted twice to impeach and remove Donald Trump. But Mitt Romney is now saying the nomination is Trump's. If he simply announces that he wants to run again, he will be the nominee for 2024.
Well, he sure will, and that's about it for us, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you enjoyed that. You can go to Dr. Chaps' website, prayinjesusname.org, and listen to a lot of his clips. I think you'll enjoy it. So, again, I hope you had a nice Easter, a happy Easter, and we'll see you in 2 weeks. God bless you, and I'll end the program with what I could say, but I'll put it into music. Good night, everyone.